Hey, this is Matt with the Ministry of Hemp podcast, welcoming you to episode 2. Now, today you might notice I sound a little bit different because we're going to be talking about hemp in food, so it only seemed right to maybe start this show in my kitchen. And that's where we are. I'm here with my sous chef, a little black pug named Mabel, and we are making a hemp scramble for breakfast. It's Sunday morning, super cold outside, and I'm putting off shoveling, so why not make a protein-packed scramble with some CBD goodness to get the day started? So we're starting with a shallot. If you don't know what a shallot is like an onion times two. They're amazing. They're little, they're purple. I'm gonna use half of one, because I'm only making food for me today, although this little pug tends to get a little bit every time too. From there, we've got some spinach that we're gonna chop up. This is a scramble, so I've got some fresh, washed spinach. I've got some green onions, and I'm just gonna rough chop this spinach. It's sort of a rough chop on the shallots as well. I like having big pieces of shallots in there. Always wash your spinach. Even if you wash it when you first bought it, wash it again. It's just a safe thing to do. From there, I'm gonna crack our eggs, using three of them. Crack your egg on a flat surface. That's gonna prevent you from getting shells into your scrambled eggs. And then another little trick I learned back when I was working in a hotel. You know how hotel eggs are always yellow and fluffy and huge? The trick is fat. So we are gonna add just about a tablespoon of sour cream to our eggs. And then from there, we're gonna whip them up real good. And this is an important step because not only are we whipping the sour cream into the eggs, we're whipping air into the eggs too, and that's what's gonna make them fluffy. So get them good and whipped. The sour cream isn't gonna completely break down in there, but you will see it start to mix with the eggs real well. Just about ready here. I'm gonna put a pinch of salt directly into the eggs. And now we're gonna get into the action. So now we head over to the stove, and this is where the hemp oil comes in. Now, if you're making eggs traditionally, you need butter. I'm using 1 tablespoon of melted butter. I've got my pan on the heat, just about medium. You don't wanna go too hot. And because I am using a full-spectrum hemp oil, this one is from Populum, it has got a little bit of orange zest to it, but I don't think that's going to cause any issues here. I'm going to go ahead and use half a dropper and combine it with my melted butter. And because the two are oils, the CBD oil is going to join with the fat, cling to it nicely. From there, as soon as our pan is warm enough, shallots go in first. You want to make sure your pan is hot, but not too hot. We're trying to cook the eggs, not overcook the eggs, right? And I'm really getting a little bit of that orange coming off of that CBD oil. It's really nice as it heats up. Now you will want to be careful. I think the orange in this one is light enough that it's not going to make a big issue, but you might not want to do anything too heavily flavored, maybe even a neutral flavored one. Let's go shallots in the pan. And as you can hear, not a screaming sizzle, just a nice soft sizzle. Shallots are gonna cook faster than onions. Keep that in mind. And they will brown up on you. So I'm gonna go another tiny little sprinkle of salt in the shallots because that helps pull the liquid out of them with the heat. Get some flavor on there. Now while those soften up, like I was telling you, we're gonna talk about hemp and food today and just sort of explain some easy ways that you can add hemp to your daily diet. I got thinking about this after our first episode when Kit from the Ministry of Hemp posted something about hummus in a grocery store. And it was CBD-infused hummus, which, cool, I'm really glad that CBD is being infused into foods. But the problem with this one is there was only 3 milligrams of CBD in the entire container. Now, I'm not going to call out any companies, but that seems by no means a dosage that's going to do anything for anyone. But you know what it will do? It'll raise the price of that hummus. This is the thing. As CBD is introduced into our foods, we need to be conscious of how that is happening. Now, the scramble that I'm making right now, I know exactly what I put into it. I know that I can trust Populum. I've dealt with them before. I know it's a CBD oil I like, and I know that I am putting an amount in that will have an effect on me. So read your labels. We don't need CBD to turn into another organic farming kick where we write a word on a package and suddenly we can sell eggs and vegetables and grains for 5 times the price. That's not going to help anybody. So what we're going to talk about today is ways that you can easily incorporate hemp into your meals. Know what you're putting in there. And know that you're doing yourself a favor, not just paying extra. In go the eggs. The rule for scrambled eggs is done in the pan, overdone on the plate. So I'm going to cook mine just a little runny. I introduce them first and I just let them sit. From there, my spinach is gonna go in. And again, I'm just gonna let it mellow here for a second while the eggs start to come together. Today on the show, we are going to talk to Jessica, one of our videographers, and she's gonna tell us how to make hemp milk at home. Then I'm gonna talk to another one of our writers, Elijah, who's written some great stuff about hemp seeds and the way you can use that in your food. And then from there, my wife Casey and I are gonna go to the bar, try some hemp cocktails with a good friend of mine. It's all happening here on the second episode of the Ministry of Hemp podcast. But first, just like that, I have got a hemp-infused scramble with shallots and fresh spinach. Of course, no eggs are any good without a little bit of fresh cracked black pepper. And now, it's time for breakfast. Okay, breakfast is over. I'm feeling the effects of the CBD, which is good because I'm an old man and I hurt my back shoveling yesterday. Yay, winter. In this episode, we're really going to focus on two different ways to introduce hemp into our meal, and that is hemp oil, CBD, which we just talked about in my scramble, and hemp seeds, or hemp hearts, which are the hulled seed itself, both of which are available most places and completely legal right now. Now, the good news is the FDA passed some didn't pass legislation, but started talking about how they want to pass legislation soon. And I'll get to that in a further episode when we talk about legality, efficacy, and what's coming. But in this episode, we're going to focus on what you can get your hands on right now, hemp seed and hemp oil. And let's get started learning to make some hemp milk with a little help from Ministry of Hemp's very own videographer, Jessica St. Cyr, who's going to teach us how to make hemp milk. So Jessica, I watched a video of you just the other day, and you made hemp milk. This is something that I have not encountered. I've seen oat milk. I've seen almond milk. We're not supposed to drink it because it's bad for the environment, I guess. And like soy milk is on its way out now as well because it curdles in your coffee and is gross, you know? So tell me about...
I've never liked soy milk.
See, I like soy milk. I actually grew to like it, but I can't put it in my coffee and I need just a little something. So I've switched to oat, this oat milk. I don't even know if it's milk technically at this point. But it's an oat beverage, and it doesn't seem to curdle, and it tastes pretty good. Tell me about hemp milk. What's the difference? Why should I change to hemp milk?
Honestly, that's really hard to answer. I like a variety of different kinds of milk. I think because hemp milk in itself is full of omega-3s and omega-6s, like lots of good vitamins and minerals, and it's just really easy to make it home. You can make it with 2 ingredients and in like 2 minutes.
And what are the ingredients? How does that work?
You just need some hemp hearts, so the hulled hemp seeds, and some water and just a little bit of salt. If you want it to be sweet, you can have a sweetener, but really you just need hemp hearts and water.
Okay, and hemp hearts are technically hulled hemp seeds, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I first saw the thing, I was like, hemp milk. And
I went to culinary school for 4 years. I was a chef and whatnot. And my head went straight to, she's going to put leaves into a blender with something and make milk out of it. How is it not green? You know?
So, yeah.
Which is you can get, I guess.
You can get them unhulled, but you just have to soak them.
Got it.
Like beans, you know?
Fair enough. And do you strain the milk afterwards? Is it gritty?
You can strain it if you prefer a smoother beverage. It's not necessary when you don't strain it. There's a tiny bit of sediment at the bottom. I personally don't mind it. I think it really just comes down to a personal preference.
Sure.
I don't mind it. Sometimes I do, you know, I don't want a gritty kind of milk. It's really not that bad, but you can strain it through a cheesecloth or nut milk bag if you want.
And it's full of like protein and you said omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, obviously you're not going to get calcium from this. It's not going to do that.
Yeah, no, but it does have a lot of things that other seeds and nut milks do not have. The hemp seed itself is the only natural seed that makes linolenic acid. I think that's how you say it.
I think you pronounced it really well. I've tried to say it several times and I didn't ask.
But so because it's naturally producing, it's a really good source of all of those really important things that we all need.
And again, we're not overwatering almond trees to make almond milk and using up aquifers, and we're not overprocessing soybeans and growing too much soy. Like, hemp is plentiful. It grows really easy. And the seeds, I assume, are probably pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's honestly a really sustainable option. I feel like it's definitely a much better option for the environment than some other types of nut milks, you know, like almond milk. I actually didn't know that, and now I'm going to go look into it after I talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, here, I'll teach you something. I drank almond milk for a while, and I had a buddy that lived out in California and railed against almond farming and almond milk because it takes a crap load of almonds to make almond milk. And almond trees use a ton of water, and they're growing them in California where there's a lot of drought and water issues. And so very rich farms are using all the water for almonds and almond milk. And the almond people are like, no, that's not true, whatever. But it absolutely is. I'm not saying don't drink it, crazy. But yeah, it's not great for the environment and it's not as renewable either, you know?
I do not drink almond milk and I will not start.
Okay, I'm not judging you if you do. And I admit, I put a little bit of almond milk in my coffee this morning because we didn't have soy at work. So I'm ready to switch to hemp milk though. Okay, so you said that hemp milk is actually pretty expensive and making it's pretty cheap. Like, how much is a gallon of hemp milk if I go to Trader Joe's?
I've never seen it in a gallon, but you know, the little cardboard containers that the nut milks come in. I've seen it, different brands, I've seen it for even like $5, is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so expensive. And I made 4 cups of hemp milk, you know, with 1 cup of the hemp heart.
Yeah.
So seems a lot more economical for sure.
This kind of goes back to the part of the theme of this episode where I'm doing hemp and food and hemp and drinks. And it seems like we could be right on the edge of creating another organic fad where we start putting organic on food and it just magically becomes more expensive. And people start to think badly about organic farming and organic foods, which they shouldn't. But the marketing of it can easily take something like, you and I saw that article about the hummus that has like 13 milligrams.
3 milligrams.
Yeah, something ridiculous. And I guarantee that hummus costs $7 or $8 because they say, we waive CBD over it or whatever. And I worry about that in situations like this, especially when you said 2-3 ingredients, 4 if you want to season it, and they literally cost nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's something to watch for and worry about, really, at this point, especially when we're trying to encourage
That is something that happens with every industry, and I don't think it's ever going to stop happening.
Right.
I mean, you know, everything hemp, it's just so, it's like the buzzword right now, hemp or CBD. Mm-hmm. So people are just like trying to turn a profit because capitalism.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like CBD water and whatnot. And it's like you can go get Aquafina, which is already overpriced, like tap water from London, basically, you know, and you add a little CBD to it. And I mean, a trace amount that doesn't do anything. And we can sell that same six pack for $10. You know, it's scary, but
I think that's where, you know, just the education really comes in to really research what you're buying.
Yes.
You know, even if it's just a little search, like do something.
Right.
Don't just pay like a bunch of money for something.
No, absolutely. Especially when you can make it at home and it is so easy. And again, there's a great video on ministryofhemp.com and you can see Jessica whipping it up and it's literally nothing. It takes maybe 30 seconds to do it all and maybe another minute if you want to strain it. Why not just make it at home?
Yeah, it's super easy. And like, honestly, take it from me. When it comes to making things at home, I have my groceries delivered to me. I am not a cooker. This is seriously so easy.
The term cooker gives it away. So, Jessica, you have been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was great. I really appreciate it. You can find Jessica's recipe and process for making hemp milk right over at ministryofhemp.com. And guys, it really is easy. Next up, I sat down with Elijah Pickering, who also writes for ministryofhemp.com. He writes about food for the site. And Elijah had some other ideas of what you could do with those hemp seeds. Speaking of which, I found hemp seeds right here in Omaha, Nebraska at Whole Foods, but then I found them a little cheaper at Trader Joe's too. So why do I want hemp in my diet? What is the benefit of having hemp like in a daily or weekly diet?
So the benefit of having hemp is not only does it have the nutritional, it's kind of a superfood, basically. Like it's extremely high in plant-based protein. It has anti-inflammatory qualities, and it just has just a myriad of different things as well, you know. And it's the easiest thing with it too is how I kind of incorporate it into foods, which I'm sure we're going to get into in a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's extremely nutrient dense. It's easy to incorporate into your foods, and it's fairly available to find as well.
And pretty inexpensive as far as I can tell too. Like if you're buying hemp hearts, which are whole hemp seeds, they're not expensive at all. And you can do all kinds of stuff with them.
Not really. Yeah. If you go to Meijer in the baking section is where the hemp hearts are. I usually get like hemp hearts, flaxseed, and chia seeds, and they're each like what, $2.50, $3, and they last you a long time as well. So,
and you treat the hemp hearts the same way that you sort of treat the flax and the chia, like in the same type usage.
Mm-hmm. What I usually do is I mix all three, so it's kind of like a super grain, type mixture that I just can sprinkle on anything. Yeah, I mean, you use it the same way you would use like sesame seeds.
Sure.
Sprinkling on top of salads, on top of rice bowls. I put it in my protein smoothies and things like that.
So you're basically adding protein. You're adding a ton of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Really good for you. And then you're adding in like all manner of inflammatory, anti-inflammatories. What was the other? I can never say it. Linoleic acid. Is that right? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember that either. And it also has... It has all the essential amino acids as well that your body doesn't produce.
Right.
So that's really important to get into those as well. The main part is it's extremely good for you. It's extremely nutritious. And the only thing you can do is kind of help you.
Sure.
And, yeah.
So take me through it. Let's start like with breakfast, for example. I want to introduce hemp into my breakfast. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm. So if you want to put it in your breakfast, for me, I don't start eating until 2 p.m. because I do like intermittent fasting.
Okay.
But if you were to do it into breakfast, like something that I eat a lot is oatmeal, right? That's something that people eat for breakfast. So you just make your normal oatmeal, try to use good oatmeal, good milk, put good things in it, lots of fruits. I'll take the hemp hearts and I'll put those just right on top.
Just right directly on top. Is it going to add crunch? Do they soften up at all? I mean, like, what is it like in your mouth?
It kind of adds a little bit of like a nuttiness taste, but it kind of depends on how much you put on. I really kind of put probably like a tablespoon and a half worth of hemp hearts on top of my oatmeal. And I put like brown sugar, blueberries, strawberries in it too. So it's kind of like a mixture.
That sounds great.
So yeah, it kind of blends right into it. So
just directly on top though, you're not worrying about heating it up with the water or anything like the steel cut oats, for example. You want to soften those up. This just goes right on top like grape nuts almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Just sprinkle it right on top.
So I would assume you could do the same thing with like, say, a salad for lunch. I mean, just sprinkle it right on top and you'll add.
That's exactly what I do. Yep.
Add some texture.
So I like to. Yep. Adds texture. That's exact. Like, I'll just get my three greens mix. I'll cook up a thing of salmon because I really like salmon.
I do too.
Put that there. I put almonds there for the fat in them. Then I'll put the hemp hearts. Then I'll put my dressing. And then sometimes I put a little bit of hot sauce.
Right.
Just to add a little zing to it as well. Ooh. So ooh, it's super easy. I mean, I'm in college. So
you're poor.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not always motivated to, you know, do meal prepping and do that every day. So salads are super easy. Oatmeal, super easy.
Sure.
So
speaking of salmon, I'm thinking if you took your salmon and then you did like a mustard rub on it and then encrusted it with hemp seeds and seared those on there, you would add an amazing crunch to it.
That'd be awesome, actually. Ooh, yeah.
That'd be fantastic. I was just going to say, what should we do for dinner? There it is.
I mean, that could work. I mean, my favorite part of the fish also, I mean, a little biased because I come from the Philippines, so I've been eating a lot of fish all my life, is the crunchy skin. That's my favorite
part. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Definitely. I'm going to have to try that on salmon. That sounds wonderful. So now I saw you had some articles about like protein shakes and whatnot. You had one about milk, and I actually talked to Jessica and she went through making hemp milk with me. When you're doing it in a protein shake, are you literally just buzzing it up?
Yeah. I just put it right on there, just like when I put it on my oatmeals and things. So it's the same exact thing.
And it's adding protein just like if you were adding walnuts or flax or anything else to it, but actually probably cheaper. Yep. And since it comes from hemp, a little better for the environment too.
Yep. And I also have, my mom actually bought me this hemp protein like thing from, she got from the store, and it's just, it's like a protein powder, but it's from hemp.
Really?
So it's all plant-based protein. So
that's
I've been using that.
So as far as baking, you would do it the same way, like just introduce it directly into your flour. Like if you're making muffins or you're making bread or something like that, you could literally just introduce the hemp seeds or the hearts, if you will, into the flour and bake as normal. And you've got a seeded bread with plant protein in it instead of just wheat proteins.
Mm-hmm. You could do that. And then also if you have hemp milk on hand, anything that kind of needs milk, you can use that. And that's already incorporated into it. And hemp milk is actually really good. I prefer it over almond milk, which is what I usually get.
Yeah, I gotta try it. I live in Nebraska and there's not a lot of like hemp stuff here yet. So I'm gonna make some hemp milk. I'm really interested.
But yeah, it is really good. Like I remember when I made it with some pitted dates that were crushed up and some really nice Brazilian honey that I have, and it was really good. And it was just like a slight sweetness to it.
Yeah.
And then you're getting that nuttiness of the hemp hearts as well. And it's just like a nice clean milk too. It's kind of, it's not 0% fat milk, but it's kind of like 2% really. It's like a little bit thinner and not thick. So,
but it's also like a plant based protein fat that you're getting. You're not getting like dairy fats.
Nope. Yep. It's straight from a plant, no cow.
Right.
It did not come from a cow. So.
Yeah, they're not milking hemp milk out of cows, huh?
No.
So what is your favorite thing to eat with hemp, to introduce hemp into? If you had to pick one thing.
Well, one of my favorite things is, I've already mentioned it, is the oatmeal. Like I eat oatmeal pretty much every day.
Yeah.
It's an extremely, I mean, oatmeal within itself, I mentioned it in one of my past articles, in terms of like the grain of it, it's again also highly nutrient dense. lots of carbohydrates, lots of protein, and lots of calories for a small amount as well. So, I mean, eating that pretty much every day is the best for me. And really the best use of it is kind of something that you'll actually use every day.
Sure, sure. You know,
that's the, for me, that's the best hemp, or that's the best CBD product, or that's the best hemp product for anyone. It's whichever one you're going to use every day, kind of consistently.
Yeah. Don't fret over it. Just make it as easy as possible so you can introduce it into your daily, you know, routine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, like, it's the lowest effort thing you can do. You're sprinkling hemp hearts over
totally
top of something. Like, if you can't do that, then I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, to say to you. You shouldn't be cooking anything. I'll tell you what, next time I'm in Michigan, I'm going to come by and I'm going to sear up some salmon with some hemp for you, and we'll have a meal. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
I'll treat you.
My roommate and I.
Take care of you. Eli, thanks for your time, man. This was great. I really appreciate the info.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
Yeah. You can check out Elijah's work at ministryofhemp.com and find all kinds of delicious recipes, including his amazing and super healthy oatmeal. But right now, why don't we switch gears back to CBD? Folks, I think it's time for some cocktails. There's some great videos on ministryofhemp.com and plenty of other sites too that show bartenders, I'm not going to use the word mixologist because I kind of can't stand it, making drinks with CBD, infusing it into their drinks, and not just for flavor, for a whole different cocktail experience. Now, I grabbed my wife, who went kicking and screaming, I'm sure you can imagine, down to a bar called Herb Saint, where a good friend of ours, Austin, treated us to some CBD-infused cocktails.
Hi, my name's Austin Ellsbury. I'm the bar manager here at Herb Saint. So yeah, I run the bar program here, come up with the cocktail menu.
And you're going to be helping us with some CBD-infused cocktails.
Yes, I am.
And could you give us a brief description of the cocktails we'll be tasting?
All right, first cocktail up today is going to be one that's on our menu right now called 75 Problems. Every menu that we put out so far, I've always got some sort of French 75-inspired variant on there.
Gotcha. And a little Jay-Z inspiration.
Yes, indeed. the full title of this one, 75 Problems but Gin 8-1.
Ah.
This is a tequila-based French 75 style drink.
Oh, okay.
Tequila, some Tattersall blueberry liqueur, lime juice, a little bit of ancho reyes, which is an ancho chili liqueur as well.
Oh my.
Gives it a nice little darkness in there. A little bit of just hint of spice.
And now we've got a lemon lime CBD that is made by Savage. It is their essentials. And then we've also got Apocalypse Full Spectrum Hemp Oil. Which one would you recommend for this first one?
For this drink, I'm going to go with the Full Spectrum.
Okay.
Having tasted them both, I think the that orange oil in there is going to work really nicely with this darker blueberry ancho chili thing going on.
Cool. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Here
Whip
we go.
It up. Walk us through it.
All right. So this is a cocktail that I've got the liquor in it already batched.
Oh my.
So I just have to pour one thing instead of three or four. Just a little bit of lime juice. We tried it with more, and I had to back it way down because it was just a little too tart.
Gotcha.
And so here, gonna do maybe a third of a dropper of the oil. Ends up being about 7 or 8 drops. We'll see how this turns out.
I should mention my wife Casey is here tasting with me.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Alright, so just shaking that in a tin over ice. Gonna strain it out into a champagne flute.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fancy.
In true French 75 style.
Of course. It's bright red.
Yeah, that blueberry liqueur is really vibrant.
Yeah.
And then we're topping that one with just a little bit of sparkling wine, whatever you like.
And what did you use here?
I've got well-known to bartenders everywhere, Wycliffe. So it's a Brut California sparkling wine. Just floating a lime wheel in the cocktail.
I should say that it is shaved razor thin.
I was going to say, that's the thinnest lime I've ever seen.
I did those this morning.
Okay, I was going to say, who's the poor jerk that has to do that? It's you.
Yep, it's me.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
The curse of having a relatively steady hand.
Yes.
And this is lovely. I can actually see the oil in the drink.
Oh, really?
Because I shook the cocktail.
Yeah.
Whips it around in there.
Is that around the rim, basically? Is that what it does?
Yeah, and if you look in there over the top, you can see those little bubbles around the edge of the lime outside of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It almost looks like a little bit of like really fine edible glitter or something.
Really? It does. It's really pretty. Ladies first?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Now I like that little bit of science there. Yeah, that's super delicious.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
That tastes like you're doing yourself a favor for breakfast right there.
That's a great brunch drink for sure.
Oh, my God. That's lovely. Well done, sir.
And you're right. It does look so pretty. The oil catches the light.
Yep.
Look at that.
Kind of reminds me when you like finish like a dish and you put olive oil on top.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's not. For some reason, I thought it might be like oily feel in your mouth, but not at all.
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering about. See if that would come through.
What is the title of our next drink?
The next drink is Spelling Contest.
Spelling.
I had this on one of our summer menus a year or two ago. I can't remember. 2 years ago.
Okay.
Summer. I was playing around with, just trying to make some syrups, and I was like, I want to do something herbal. Let's make a sage syrup. And what do I want to do with that? I need a rye cocktail. I need a rye whiskey cocktail. But this one, nice, light, refreshing rye cocktail with that little bit of herbal from the sage syrup. Okay. So what we've got here, I'm actually building this one from scratch since it hasn't been on the menu in a while. I've got 1.5 ounces of Old Overhaul rye. Then 1/2 ounce each of lime juice, Aperol.
Oh, I love Aperol.
I do too.
Underrated.
You're a big Aperol spritz girl.
I love Aperol spritz.
And then 1/2 ounce of my sage syrup.
Ooh, yum. I love sage too.
And to this one, I'm gonna do, which one is this?
The
Savage, lemon lime.
Okay.
Same deal, using about 1/3 to 1/2 of a dropper.
So about 8 drops again.
About 8 drops.
All right.
I feel like that was 12, but whatever, you guys. I'm kidding.
It's gonna be fine.
I'm kidding.
We're just gonna have a great time.
That's a good thing about CBD, it's just gonna mellow us out.
Yeah. Just sit here, all my aches and pains will go away.
Mm-hmm. And once again, this is a shaken cocktail.
At the one-handed shake for those of you.
All right.
That's beautiful too. Both of these have been really pretty colors.
Yeah.
Just not that's important
at
all.
You get the sheen of the oil all along the top. It's really pretty.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about shaking a cocktail. If you want it to be effervescent and aromatic,
right.
That's one of the reasons why you shake a cocktail, because those ice cubes whip all these tiny air bubbles into the drink. And as they rise to the surface and pop on the surface, all these little micro bubbles, they carry that aroma up to you.
And I would assume, just like an egg white, here you're dealing with an oil, you want to break that up as much as you can and then use it in the cocktail, the ice, the wet shake, almost tear that up.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I dove in, and that's delicious. I think that one is unreal. Because you get that little bit of that...
There's almost no trace...
Citrus, yeah.
...of rye whiskey.
No.
I would not know.
No. You get that, like, yeah.
If you told me this was a non-alcoholic health tonic, I would say, can we pour some alcohol in it?
Joke's on you. Fair amount of booze in there already.
That is delicious. That's absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
And the lemon lime, just sort of sets off a little bit of the citrus.
Sweet.
I don't know if it's because it's an oil and it's not juice, but it's not bitter.
It's not bitter and it's not overly bright.
Yeah, it's not cloying.
It brings a, this Savage lemon lime brings sort of a citrus, but not in a syrupy way,
right.
Just in a kind of round
totally
way.
It's different, yeah.
I can only describe it as round.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, like not mouth coating or anything, but you get a citrus around your whole mouth as opposed to when you just like get lime juice, you get citrus right on the front of your tongue.
Yep, and then your jaw goes.
Yeah, and you get that thing in the back of your teeth,
yep.
You know, happens. Not at all here though. It's really nice. It's really rounded. I think we'll sit here and we'll enjoy these for a little bit and then we'll check back in and see how we feel at the end of the time.
I already feel good.
Yeah, but it's not like a drunk. It's more just like...
It's not a high either. It's just...
Yeah.
It's like a really, like, my body just is like...
Yeah, just a nice kind of relaxed sort of...
Yeah. Like, my body just feels very, again, just lightweight is the only word I keep coming up with.
Yeah.
Like, all, like, my muscle pain or, like, soreness or tension is just, like, done. Like, I'm on a cloud. I'm sitting on a cloud.
I should mention, we had a massive snowstorm, and we shoveled snow, and then Casey went and taught aerobics, so her body is tired. I'm old and sore because I had to shovel snow, but yeah, I feel pretty good.
And my body feels really good.
I feel pretty good.
And my body usually doesn't because I hurt it so much. But yeah, this is kind of nice.
So, CBD cocktails, yay or nay? You're into it?
Yes, I am into it. I'm into it on a limited
basis,
though.
I agree.
But yeah, I'm into it, especially when they enhance the flavor like these ones did with these cocktails.
Definitely.
That was really cool.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time. You were great, man.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for coming down.
I was great, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Huge thanks to our friends at Herb Saint down at Exarbon in Omaha, Nebraska. If you're ever in town, you should definitely swing through. Their Cajun food is wonderful. I highly suggest the jambalaya. We will have a link to their site in the show notes so you can check out the menu and their other cocktails. And I hope the next time you mix up a cocktail at home, you might think about adding a little CBD oil. See what happens. That about does it for this episode, but I hope you guys learned some quick and easy ways to add both hemp seeds and CBD into your diet with things that are readily available everywhere right now. And of course, I want to hear from you guys. How are you already incorporating hemp into your diet? You can leave us a message on our Google Voice line at 402-819-6417 and tell us all about it. You can use that same phone number to ask any questions you'd like answered. Later on in the future, I foresee having whole segments where we just take your questions and somebody smarter than me is going to answer them. I promise you that. You can always reach out to us at Ministry of Hemp on Twitter or /Ministry of Hemp on Facebook and drop your questions there too. Or you can email me your question to matt@ministryofhemp.com. As always, you'll be able to find a full transcript of the show attached to the notes for the hearing impaired. And I want to say a huge thanks to everybody that reached out after the first episode and told me what you thought and how much you dug the show. And it really does do us a huge favor if you go to iTunes and write a short review. It really helps the show and it helps us get our message out to other people who want to learn about hemp. Thanks for listening to the Ministry of Hemp, and we'll see you in a couple weeks for episode 3. In the meantime, take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is Matt Baum with the Ministry of Hemp Podcast.